why we joined the Socialist Party, why I became and remain a socialist. Keith Dickinson, the Socialist Party's longest standing member, recently celebrated his 85th birthday. Keith explains what inspired him to join the predecessor of the Socialist Party, and why he is still fighting for socialism in his ninth decade. In the early 1950s, I joined a trade union. Although I didn't realize it, like a lot of youth today, I was thinking along socialist lines before that. The voting age was 21, and I thought that was when I could do something about my ideas. My mum and dad were card-holding members of the Labour Party. When the party collector came for their subs every month, I signed up. That was 1957. My parents had the Daily Herald, and on Sunday the Reynolds News, delivered through the door. These newspapers supported Labour. I read some of the articles. I started attending Pirrie Ward Labour Party meetings. It turned out Pirrie Ward was the most left-wing in the Liverpool Walton constituency. With these enthusiastic workers, I immediately became involved in local election campaigns. At the Christmas party, I was approached by one of the young members from another ward to attend the constituency youth section meetings. At these meetings, I became convinced that there was an alternative way to organize society. I had thought Labour was the only alternative, but discovered that when it had been in power, nothing had fundamentally changed. Labour introduced the NHS in 1948. It was a big factor in gaining my support, as it enabled me to get control of my, until then chronic, asthma. But I began to understand that its reforms could quickly be eroded by the Tories representing the interests of the capitalist class, and Labour leaders giving into their pressure, as with introducing prescription charges for medicines. The Labour ranks overwhelmingly opposed this, as they were almost totally working class. You couldn't be a member unless you were a trade unionist. I became convinced I was a socialist and a Marxist. In March 1958, I was invited to join Socialist Fight. It was the predecessor to Militant, now the Socialist Party. The Liverpool branch met weekly and became a great education for me. I gained political confidence. From Liverpool to West London, the weekly meetings, since I moved to West London, have been the most important. They are the essential way to counter the daily, hourly and minute-by-minute propaganda of the capitalist class, which no one can escape, by having that regular exchange of ideas, if only for 2 hours with my comrades. Branch discussions enabled me to help in engineering apprentice and print worker strikes in my early days, and in many picket lines and protests since. They have convinced me of the ability of workers to run, not just their own workplaces, but society as a whole, when they come together. The Socialist Party tests our transitional program, linking the fight for socialism with the day-to-day issues workers face, with people on the streets, to prove its correctness or otherwise. I've learned by listening to speeches, making lots of notes, and reading the history of working class struggle, read history, Marxist theory, but I would also stress the importance of grasping an understanding of the economy. Every new member comes to the Socialist Party and its ideas in different ways. There are no born or natural Marxists and Trotskyists. They have to be convinced in the process of trying to survive with their families. I considered it a compliment to our ideas when I was expelled from the Labour Party after 27 years membership in 1983. This was the Labour leadership's only method of answering our ideas, after decades of their reformism letting the working class down. What could be more convincing than the Militant-led Liverpool 47 councillors in the 1980s? They applied a socialist program, building 5,000 council houses, 6 children's nurseries, 3 sports centres with free use by the unemployed and youth, and created 10,000 jobs for these purposes. This was more than all the other councils put together, Tory and Labour, at the same time. At the end of the 1980s, Militant created the Anti-Poll Tax Federation. Nationwide, we led 18 million in a non-payment campaign, which defeated the poll tax and brought down Thatcher. Generations of Socialist Party members since have kept the red flag flying. And I'm proud of the new youth joining and leading the Socialist Party today. I remain confident we will build a socialist society,